This is Milwaukee's NPR, and we're continuing to report on the election day and night count. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach has been on duty overnight at the Milwaukee County Courthouse, where the Election Commission has been tallying numbers from municipalities. So, Chuck, the numbers in the presidential race keep shifting as more ballots are counted. Could you describe why?
Right. The absentee ballots came in from the city of Milwaukee and later on from Green Bay and Kenosha, and especially in the city of Milwaukee made quite a substantial difference. Donald Trump was ahead of Joe Biden for much of the evening into the early hours, statewide, up to 120,000 votes or so, I think, at one point. And it began to look a little difficult for Biden to get help from places like Milwaukee, but he had been doing well overall in the county. And then when the central count, this group of city of Milwaukee and about seven of its suburbs, which had pooled resources to count these absentee ballots, when that central count started coming in, first with some of the suburbs, Biden started to make up some of the deficit. Places like Shorewood helped him out. And then around 2:30 or 3, we heard, well, the city of Milwaukee is done. They're going to be coming over to the county courthouse from the central count area at 5th and Michigan. And sure enough, with the police escort, the city folks came over, delivered the thumb drive or the information on computer and inserted into the county's computer, and the county, which had been reporting all day or all evening the in-person vote, added the absentee votes from Milwaukee, and Biden was overwhelmingly the choice of those voters.
Okay, and what's the scene been like as the numbers have come in?
Well, a lot of waiting, but certainly some updates as the county came in and, you know, very well handled at the courthouse, and people were posting numbers regularly. And you would, once you combine them and with looking at what AP and what we were reporting statewide, you sort of figured, well, you know, Biden needs to hit a home run in Milwaukee and get some help elsewhere. He did certainly get help in the city of Madison, overwhelmingly, even bigger numbers than for Hillary Clinton 4 years ago, and some other typical Democratic areas around the state, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Superior area, helped him out. And then, as I say, Milwaukee and some of the suburbs came through for him. And even though he apparently, Biden has lost Kenosha County, got some help from the city of Kenosha, which had been, you know, a very controversial place with the police wounding Jacob Blake and then the shooting involving the Illinois teenager. So quite a controversial area, but this portions of the city of Kenosha came through, at least on the absentee level, for Mr. Biden.
Okay. And in just a few moments, Chuck, is there any sense of when we'll know when Wisconsin can call the race?
Well, the sort of formal reviews start soon at the county, city, county, and state level. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is holding a news conference a little bit later this morning where they will, I'm sure, spell out what comes next. But it might take a little bit of time. You know, will there be a recount if things stay close? It depends, of course, what happens, I think, elsewhere in the nation between Biden and Trump.
Okay, it continues to be exciting. Thank you so much for your reporting, Chuck.
Thank you.